If you have your Bibles, would you please take them out and turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. The book of Colossians chapter 3. This is our sixth message in a sermon series through the book of Colossians that's entitled The Preeminence of Christ. And again, preeminence means that Christ is first. Christ is number one in our life. He is first in the sense that he is supreme above all creation. He's first in the sense that he's pre-existent before all things. By him and through him and for him, all things were created. And he is also first in priority in our lives. Is Christ number one? Is Christ first in our life? Up until now, we've gone through the first through two chapters of Colossians. So we're already halfway through this book. And up until now, the Apostle Paul has been teaching a lot of theology. He's been teaching a lot of doctrines concerning the preeminence of Christ. He discussed about the preeminent identity of Christ to the Colossians and how they should hold on to this identity. He also discussed about his suffering in his ministry for them, because his suffering is worth it for the gospel to be known, for them to know God, and for them to be presented as mature believers in Christ. And he also discussed about how these Colossians, they shouldn't be kidnapped, they shouldn't be influenced by all these different false philosophies about Christ that try to dethrone Christ from his preeminent position of power in their life. But now, as we approach Colossians chapter 3, we see a transition. We begin a new section in Paul's letter because we're moving away from theology and doctrine to practical applications. These past couple of weeks, we've been focusing on how Christ should be preeminent in our lives, but what does that mean? How does that look like? What is the practical way for us to live in a way where Christ is preeminent? So, for the next four messages, including this one, we're going to be discussing about the practicals of daily Christian living. So the next four messages, we're going to focus on the practicals of daily Christian living. And in order to go and have this discussion about what we should do in our daily Christian lives, we need to return back to the basics. We need to return back to the very beginning, which should be the thing that we hold on to in our mindset throughout our whole life. In 2015, there was a 19-year-old girl who was a sophomore at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. And one night she was out partying at the Beta Theta Pi fraternity house, and she became drunk. And she tried to get onto the roof deck that is on top of the building where the other students were, but instead, she fell out of a third-story window, and she sustained injuries, including a brain injury, swelling, broken skull, broken pelvis, and some lung bruising. After she recovered, she needed to return to the basics because of her brain injury. She needed to relearn how to walk. She needed to relearn how to talk, how to eat, how to get dressed by herself in order to be able to function in her life. So maybe for us, maybe we have fell out of a third-story window in our Christian walk with God. And maybe we had a spiritual brain injury. We also may need to return to the basics in our Christian life in order to view Christ as preeminent in our life. So I hope you are ready here in Colossians chapter 3. We're going to be reading from verses 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 4. Please follow along as I read. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Would you bow with me as we pray and come to the Lord in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, It's such a pleasure to come before you in your presence every single Sunday to worship you, to worship with our brothers and sisters. Father, I pray that you will continue to teach us through this passage. Lord, we may feel far away from you. We may not be living in a way where we actually see you as being number one in our life. I pray that you would guide us through the power of your Holy Spirit as you teach us and remind us about the basics of how we should live our life for you. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Please continue to be the number one in our lives. We lift up these things in Jesus' name. So the main question that we're answering today from this passage is, what are the basics of daily Christian living? And we'll see three basics about that. Let's start from reading verse 1 again. The Apostle Paul says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Verse 1, if then you have been raised with Christ. Paul gives a specific command for those who have been raised with Christ. So what does it mean to be raised in Christ? It's referring to Christians. Christians are raised to a new life when they have died to their old sinful self and they believe and they accept Jesus as their personal savior. So for those of us who are Christians today, we have been raised with Christ. And the Apostle Paul gives a particular command for all of us. He says in verse 1, seek the things that are above. Now, what does that mean? When we're looking up, okay, I want to see ceilings, some lights, some fans. Did you know it also says gullible on the ceiling? Oh, some of you actually looked. But no. But what does it say here? Seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So to seek the things that are above means to seek Christ as the center of the heavenly attentions. To seek the things that are above means to seek Christ as the center of heavenly attention. So let's answer our question. What are the basics of daily Christian living? Here's the first point. We should center our perspective on Christ. We should center our perspective on Christ. Imagine that you are sailing on a boat in the ocean, okay? And there is fog everywhere around you. You can't see anything, you're lost, and you don't know where to go to get back to shore. But then suddenly you see a light in the distance, and you recognize that it is a signal from a lighthouse. So you center your perspective on that light. That light becomes your guide. It becomes your authority. You follow that light as you sail through the blinding fog to be able to return to shore. So likewise, for many of us, in order to function properly in our Christian lives, we also need to center our perspective on Christ. You see, the reason why the Apostle Paul instructed the Colossians to seek Christ as the center is because that he didn't want them to listen to what the false teachers were saying about mysticism. Remember, these false teachers were telling them that they should look to the heavens and worship angels. But here, Paul redirects them and say, their only focus on worship should be on Christ alone in the heavenly realms. So when we center our perspective on Christ, we picture Christ seated at the right hand of God on his throne. Doing so reminds us of Christ's place of preeminence over our lives. And it shows that Christ is worthy to be worshipped. It shows that Christ is sovereign over all things. When we center our perspective on Christ, we also acknowledge that he is the sole source of our spiritual growth. If you look back in chapter 2, verse 23, Apostle Paul says, these things, talking about these false teachings, indeed have an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body. But they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. So these false teachings, these other methods that these Colossians may try to seek to get a spiritual growth, they won't help in in helping them surrendering to the indulgence of the flesh. Rather, only Christ can be their source of spiritual growth. Christ becomes our example. Christ becomes our model that we look towards when we center our perspective on him. This is a basic thing that we need to remind ourselves of in order to live and function well in our Christian life, in order to see him as preeminent in our life. Do we see Christ almost like a lighthouse as we are sailing through the fog? Do we only see him as our sole thing of worship? Do we see him as our sole source of spiritual growth? Remind yourself and constantly train yourself to seek God daily through his word and through scripture. Center your perspective on him in your life. As we continue on in this passage, the Apostle Paul also gives a second command for those of us who have been raised with Christ. In other words, those of us who are Christians. Continue to read on in verse 2. The Apostle Paul says, "Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." So the second command is to set our mind on things that are above. And this command is very similar to the first commandment, but there is a very distinct difference. It's not merely that we are to seek Christ and have a perspective, like it's an external looking, but we are to set our minds on him. What does it mean for us to set our minds on Christ? The phrase "set our minds" in Greek suggests a change in one's thinking or a change in one's attitude. We don't just center our perspective of Christ and look at him, but we are to constantly think and actively dwell on him in our attitude. So, what are the basics of daily Christian living? Here's number two. We need to center your mindset on Christ. We need to center our mindset on Christ. Let's go back to our illustration in the fog. So you're sailing on the ocean and through the fog. You can't see anything. And again, you see the lighthouse providing a signal. Now, for some of us, we can say, okay, I acknowledge that lighthouse. I acknowledge the signal. Ooh, it looks kind of pretty, too, with its bright colors and it's flashing. But some people may just choose to ignore that signal. And they don't think and intently dwell upon it. Now, if you really want to get to shore, you acknowledge that there is the lighthouse providing you a signal. But second, you also need to intently dwell on it. You need to steer your boat in a way where you're going in that direction. Merely acknowledging the light isn't enough. You have to focus on it. So likewise, in our relationship with God, I mean, many of us, we will admit, we'll say that Christ is preeminent. We'll say that Christ is sovereign and he created all things. But do we intently focus on him? Do we intently dwell on him and seek to grow closer to him? This is another basic in our daily Christian living. Furthermore, in this verse, Paul says, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." So to effectively center our mindsets on Christ, we should not be distracted by setting our mindsets on other things, in particular, earthly things. So what does that mean? It means that anything that we do that is not tied to having this mindset in Christ, who is enthroned in his preeminent position in heaven, is merely earthly thinking. I'll say that again. Anything that we do that is not tied to having a mindset of Christ enthroned in his preeminent position in heaven is merely earthly thinking. So, does this mean that we shouldn't participate in any earthly activities and earthly things? Not necessarily. I mean, we can go about pursuing our education, pursuing our studies. We can go about trying to get a good job. We can go about focusing on our relationships with other people and or any type of personal goals that you have in your life. Those things are good. But the key is, we should do those things in a way where we are always setting our mind on Christ. So if you do these things apart from Christ, then it becomes earthly thinking. Then it becomes selfish because you say, oh, I'm just trying to get a good job. I'm trying to get a good education so that I can make more money, so that I can look good. And it's all about me, me, and me. But you see, that is earthly thinking. We can go about these things in our life. We can, in a way that we center our mindsets on Him. We can say, okay, I am studying my best. I'm doing my best for God so that I can glorify and honor Him. Or I try to do my best in my job, try to get a higher position in the corporate ladder so that I can be a better influence on other people when I share the gospel with them. Or I am lining up my own personal goals and aspirations towards God in a way that matches up with His goals and His likeness. See, we can go about living our lives and doing what seems to be like earthly things, but in a way that is not thinking in the earthly way, because we are setting our mindsets and intently dwelling on Christ as we go about doing these things. So on the sailboat, you know, there are many distractions. You know, again, you're driving a sailboat and you're trying to get to shore, but you also have to think about, oh, I have to steer the sails, right? Or I have to watch out for other boats so that there won't be any crashes. Or I have to make sure that the engine is running correctly and make sure that there's enough gas or something. You see, those things are important too. We can't just simply say, okay, I'm gonna just focus on the engine and then forget about the lighthouse that's there. See, if we do that, then our boat will start going into a different direction. But rather, your attitude should be, okay, I'm going to steer the ship. I'm going to focus on checking on the engine. I'm going to be focusing and making sure there aren't any other boats in the area to crash into, because I need to go towards the lighthouse. You're still setting your mind on that lighthouse as you are doing the things that are on the sailboat. So do you see the illustration that's here? Again, the earthly things that you do in your daily life, at school, in your job, and in your relationships and family at home, can still be done in a way where you're setting your mind on Christ. So far, we've talked about two important basics of going through our daily Christian living. The first is to center our perspective on Christ. And second is to center our mindset on Christ. However, the reason why we can even do those two things, to have a perspective on Christ, to have a mindset on Christ, is due to this third reason. Please read with me in verse 3 of chapter 3. The Apostle Paul says, For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. So we see the word for here. For gives us the reason for why we can center our perspective on Christ and why we can have a mindset that is on Christ as well. We can have this centered perspective and mindset because it is due to the return of Christ, because of this hope that we have in Him. So this is our third basic that we should go about in our daily Christian living. So number 3, center your hope on the return of Christ. It means to center your hope on the return of Christ. You know, often as you go around talking with your friends, you often may hear this phrase. You may say, oh, music is my life. Basketball is my life. I don't know if anyone would say school is my life. I don't know, you might be crazy with that. But when someone says that something, X, is their life, they're saying that they are obsessed with this in their life. They are showing their devotion and their obsession to this thing. But you see,
The Apostle Paul tells us that Christ is our life. Look in verse 4. He says, when Christ, who is your life, appears. So this should be like the slogan of our life. Christ is our life. Showing that our life should be dwelling upon him. Our life should be obsessed with him. He should be our center of focus and of our attention. Is Christ your life? And because Christ is our life, we should have the desire to want to be with Christ one day in eternity, whether he comes back first in the second coming or whether he takes us home and we pass away from this life. In verse 3, he says, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So what is our current state right now? Because we have believed in Christ and his death on the cross, we identify with his death and resurrection as we die to our old sinful self. And as a result, our current state is that our lives is hidden in Christ with God. Our life right now is being hidden in Christ with God. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that we have security in Christ. We can have satisfaction in Christ. We have security because we know that one day we will be with Christ because we have believed and accepted who died on the cross for our sins. We can have the promise and hope of salvation. We can have the promise of eternal life. This is a secure thing. This is the thing that is guaranteed. This should give us hope. And this is the reason why we can be able to, why we should put our hope and center our hope in Christ and in his return. When you have your hope that is on something, it gives us the motivation. It gives us the perseverance to continue to live throughout this life in a way that glorifies God. Going back to our illustration again of the sailboat. You're going through the fog. You're trying to get to shore and you can't see anything, but there is that lighthouse. You look upon that lighthouse, you focus on it, and you continue to, your motivation to continue to go through the fog and go towards that lighthouse is because you have a hope. You know that where the lighthouse is where there is land. You know that where is the shore. Knowing that hope helps us continue to move forward in this life. And likewise, knowing the hope of Christ's return, or knowing the hope that one day we will be with Christ, should help us persevere and live this Christian life in a way that glorifies him, in a way that sets him as preeminent in our life. Maybe you're here today and you might not be feeling any hope at all. And if you're not a believer, then I can promise you, I can assure you that you can receive this hope. You can know that God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. And you can have this hope by believing and accepting him as your personal savior. Now, if you are already a believer, and maybe you just need to be reminded about this hope. If Christ has already saved you and you know that you trust and believe in him, you already have the security in him. Your life is hidden in him. You have this hope of salvation and eternal life. And one day when Christ returns, you will be with him in all of glory. Look in verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. You will be no longer hidden with Christ in our current state, but our state in the future is that we will be with Christ in our glorified state, in our perfected state. This is the hope that we should center our lives on. So let us review everything that we've learned in this passage. We have answered the question about what are the basics of daily Christian living. And we saw three basics. The first one is that we should center our perspective on Christ. We should look on him and focus on him and recognize that he is worthy of our worship and recognize that he is our sole source of spiritual growth. Second, we should not only center our perspective, but also center our mindset on Christ. It is to intently dwell and think about Christ and go towards him actively. And finally, number three, we should center our hope in the return of Christ. And this basic, it gives us the reason, again, for why we can even center our perspective and center our mindsets on Christ in the first place. Because we have this hope that is promised to us. So just like relearning how to walk, relearning how to eat, talk, and dress yourself, and how these things are so basic for functioning as, in living as a human being, we also need to relearn and go back to the basics of living in a daily Christian life, and to view Christ as preeminent in our life in a way that glorifies him. Maybe some of us need to return back to these basics. And these basics are built upon the basics of knowledge, and that is the knowledge of the gospel. So you have the knowledge of the gospel as the basic, but then you also have the basics in terms of our active living out in our life. So for the next few weeks, as we continue on in Colossians chapter 3, we will continue to focus on the practicals of daily Christian living and living in a way which will build upon these principles, these basics that we had discussed in this passage. Let us live our life for Christ and glorify him and center him as preeminent in our life. Would you please bow with me as we close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We may be feeling very far away from you right now. We may feel that we have just lost sight of you. We call ourselves a Christian, and we claim to know you. But Lord, maybe we have just had a spiritual brain injury. I pray that you would help us, train us, help us to return back to these simple basics. The basics of always centering our perspective on you. The basics of always centering our mindset on you. And the basic of centering our hope on you and your return in particular. Father, help us to relearn these things so that they can become second nature to us. They become natural, where we don't even think about it. And we can see how much our lives can change. We can see how much we can grow closer to you as we dwell upon these basics in our daily Christian living. Father, help us to encourage one another as members of the church in this direction as well. We're never meant to be alone in our relationship with you, in our walk with you. Father, help us to see you as preeminent and number one in our lives. We lift up these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.